It's about 3:15 at Richmond's Binford Middle School. Fifth and sixth graders file into the cafeteria and clock in by signing a sheet of paper. These are scholars with the Higher Achievement Program. Tyrone Frazier is Richmond's executive director.
So the scholars that are here right now got to school maybe at 8 o'clock, and they won't leave until 7:30.
Higher Achievement was originally founded by a D.C. teacher in 1975. The after-school and summer program expanded to Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Alexandria, and Greater Richmond.
Higher Achievement closes the academic opportunity gap for middle school youth in underserved communities. So we do that through the power of the community itself by engaging volunteers and also families and students in academic enrichment during the tough points of middle school life.
Middle school, says Frazier, is a critical time to close the opportunity gap.
So do you remember your middle school life? Mine was tough. I tried to forget it. So we know that that is the time where young people's minds and brains begin to change. Also, that's also where some of the most important relationships are built, right? And so we want to be a part of that in order to help shape young people's minds, to know that they can dive in deep and do whatever they choose to do, and know that they have support from their families, from their teachers and their schools, and the community in general, in order to get on the right track, to do what they want to do, to create those goals and carry them out.
Higher Achievement provides more than 500 additional hours of extra support per year. There's no prerequisites, but students and families must commit to sticking with the program through eighth grade. And they're not just doing homework, says Binford Center Director Renee Davis.
They're engaged in every way, shape, and form. We have a job system, so all of our scholars have a job throughout the day. So down to starting our lunch line or creating doing the trays for lunchtime, scholars do that. Sign up, scholars do that. Anything that's tech related, we have a tech specialist who sets that all up. Taking up our supplies.
For doing this work, scholars get paychecks they can redeem for donated items, anything from chips to board games to coloring books.
Of course, it's not real money, but they get paid for the jobs that they do. So instead of spending the day after school at home in front of a television, they're learning leadership skills, they're learning job skills. It's very interesting that if they don't sign in or clock in, they don't get paid, and then they'll come and say, well, I didn't get my paycheck today. And there's a life lesson in that if you don't check in or sign in, you don't get your paycheck. Or maybe they didn't show up that day and they don't get that money, and it's like, oh wait, I have to come in to work so that I can get my money for the store.
Scholars plan and carry out special events. Like today, they're working on a playlist for a winter dance. There's time set aside for study hall and tutoring. There's rotating electives like martial arts, jewelry making, poetry, and DJing. Around 6 p.m., mentors arrive. These are volunteers from the community who work with small groups on core subjects, math, literature, or a seminar topic.
Which could be current events or kitchen sink science or public speaking or something like that.
Hi, my name is Melina, and I go to Binford.
Melina Brown is a sixth grade scholar.
Higher Achievement has had on me a good impact. It has helped me from the school years with my classes and to know that I should be on time for classes, be prepared for studying, homework.
Brown says her exposure to different people and professions through the after-school program has made her think about becoming a lawyer, doctor, counselor, or maybe even work for a group like Higher Achievement.
Mentoring is my favorite, and also mentoring, I think, is really like the best part because you get to meet new people, see what their life is about, and you see how they got into college, what they want to be like, and maybe you can be the same thing as they did.
In addition to the 27-week-long after-school academy, Higher Achievement includes two other components, a summer program and high school placement.
We know that summer is important because of the summer learning loss. So kids from all aspects of life will forget stuff over the summer, especially when it's not presented. And our summer academy program focuses on core subjects, so they'll have an opportunity to have an advanced step when they walk into school the first day of school. And the college trip is key to that. Also knowing that scholars like Melina can have the opportunity to go to any college she wants to go to, and there are students that look just like her on campus, and she could be successful at that as well.
So I believe my scholars are awesome. I know I have the best scholars.
Binford Center Director Ronnie Davis says she sees the program's impact on many participants.
Our scholars are really involved not only within higher achievement, but within the school as well. So we have some scholars who are in the choir. We have scholars who are on the dance team. We have some cheerleaders. We have scholars who are involved within the community. We have a student who's doing a book drive right now. So we have scholars who are invested in themselves and through higher achievement have found the leader in them. Melina is a scholar who this summer was kind of quiet, and to have her sit right here beside me and talk so eloquently about the program and about what she's gained from it just speaks to how awesome she is. And she's an example of just how all of our scholars are.
Tyrone Frazier is the Executive Director of Higher Achievement Richmond. Renee Davis is the organization's director at Binford Middle School, and Melina Davis is a sixth grade participant in the program. Higher Achievement also has centers at Bouchal, Henderson, and L. Douglas Wilder Middle Schools. Listen to this and other segments at ideastations.org/learningcurve. For Learning Curve, I'm Catherine Comp.